The Good Fight of Faith, April 28. Faith Not Feeling. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. The earnest counsel given by the Apostle Paul to Timothy, that he might not fail in doing his duty, should be set before the youth of today. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Besetting sins must be battled with and overcome. Objectionable traits of character, whether hereditary or cultivated, should be taken up separately, and compared with the great rule of righteousness, and in the light reflected from the Word of God, they should be firmly resisted and overcome, through the strength of Christ. Day by day, and hour by hour, there must be a vigorous process of self-denial and of sanctification going on within, and then the outward works will testify that Jesus is abiding in the heart by faith. Sanctification does not close the avenues of the soul to knowledge, but it comes to expand the mind, and to inspire it to search for truth, as for hidden treasure, and the knowledge of God's will advances the work of sanctification. There is a heaven, and oh, how earnestly we should strive to reach it. I appeal to you, to believe in Jesus as your Savior. Believe that He is ready to help you by His grace, when you come to Him in sincerity. You must fight the good fight of faith. You must be wrestlers for the crown of life. Strive, for the grasp of Satan is upon you, and if you do not wrench yourselves from him, you will be palsied and ruined. The foe is on the right hand, and on the left, before you, and behind you, and you must trample him under your feet. Strive, for there is a crown to be won. Soon we shall witness the coronation of our King. Those whose lives have been hidden with Christ, those who on this earth have fought the good fight of faith, will shine forth with the Redeemer's glory in the kingdom of God.